despite, you know, the rumors that might be out there, the college is really hasn't made any decisions about how to move forward here. We're really just in this exploratory discussion phase.
That's Heather Exby, Vice President and Campus Dean of CMC Spring Valley. She oversees the Glenwood Center, a passive solar facility opened in 1981 with a large grant from the U.S. Department of Energy. In response to community concern regarding the future of CMC's Glenwood Center on Blake Avenue, Exby affirms that the building is not at this time being sold or closed. The college's statement admits that discussions are underway surrounding the best use of all of the college's facilities, counting five in Garfield County, including the Central Services Building in combination with Morgridge Commons, both located in Glenwood Springs.
We're trying very hard to really utilize our taxpayer-provided resources as best we can.
CMC's Facilities Master Plan, published in April 2020, suggests that spaces including the Glenwood Center are often underutilized. These observations became compounded by complications caused by COVID-19.
The Morgridge Commons space right next to the library provides a remarkable community resource that is also underutilized. And so we are exploring how we might best use the Morgridge Commons space, as well as this brand new vacated space within the U.S. Bank facility.
With both U.S. Bank and the Glenwood Springs Chamber and Resort Association recently vacating offices owned by CMC in Glenwood Springs, the college recognizes an opportunity to reevaluate each building's use.
The opportunity that presented itself with vacant space in the downtown Central Services Building, plus the really very concerning financial challenges that our local school districts are facing post-pandemic, and the changes that CMC is experiencing, sort of has brought all of this together in a way that has impelled us to ask some questions about what we should be doing and how we should be doing it better.
Already, according to its statement, CMC is in conversation with Yampa Mountain High School concerning the possibility of leasing space in the Glenwood Center.
You know, the financial element is certainly an issue as well.
The Glenwood Center currently houses several other organizations, including the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, senior lunches, and a mini college for preschoolers.
We still feel like those are important elements that need to stay within that space in downtown. There isn't really a desire to look at moving those in any way unless those entities want to move themselves.
Regarding recent backlash to the prospect of changes to the Glenwood Center, Exby takes it as a sign of strong community support for CMC's services.
Makes my heart sing to know that people are so passionate about their CMC.
As a working group assesses data, CMC welcomes community input to the email address glenwoodcenter@coloradomtn.edu.
I want to also, you know, assure people who are concerned and scared that we are really taking our time to make thoughtful decisions, and that as our times change, we know that the college has to change with it.
Meanwhile, the outcome of a ballot measure to repeal Colorado's Gallagher Amendment will directly impact CMC's future financial situation and subsequent decisions.
The complex nature of the ballot question around the Gallagher Amendment is one that has significant impact, not just for Colorado Mountain College, but for all local taxing districts.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.